Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And I ask wa jannatuhu. Wa jannatuhu means and his paradise in his garden. There's a very proverb that says that what comes from the lips, it reaches the ears. And what comes from the heart, it reaches the heart. And I pray a lot that I will reach your heart this evening. And I pray a lot that you will give me your attention for this 60 minutes. And I'd like to begin with a dua that is a very sacred dua from the Quran. And those Rabbana, Akhmun Lana, Nur Rana, Wafir Lana, Inna Kabbalah, Kutu Shahid, and dear our Lord, who came out like a giver, surely you. Power for all things at all times, and me. As you know, the theme of the convention is shared freedom space, and when I heard that particular title, and we know that the lecture is Muhammad Gay, I thought of the first one for him to see above there, and it says, and this is the time I was sitting here in the area of the and it says, behold, a woman of the Quran said, O my Lord, I do dedicate unto you what is in my womb for thy special service. So accept this of me, for you hear and know all things. This is the mother of Maryam speaking. And according to Bible language, it is said that her name was Hannah. And if you read the verses that follow this particular one, you'll know that she was, in fact, asking that Allah would bless her with a son. She didn't want her aunt, she wanted a son. But Allah didn't give her a son. Allah gave her Maryam. And we know from studying the word Maryam that it means, again, it means a woman who has the ability to engage with men. And we know that her life exemplifies that because she was in the synagogue. And Yahya, probably Zachariah, would come and ask her if she needed this or needed that, and she didn't need anything from Zachariah. We know that Allah says of her that she bowed down with those who bowed down, and she was one of the divine team, the devoted one. So we know her to be indeed on the level of Prophet Muhammad and the rest of the prophets, and that she in fact received revelation from Allah, praise be to Allah. So I bring this particular verse because of the word Muhammad. Muhammad, that's the word that's translated as special service. And so when you check this particular word out, you know that it means to be free from slavery. Free from slavery to anything but Allah. It also means to have a passion and a fire and a desire to be obedient to Allah 100%. So this is what Hannah wanted for that son. She thought she was going to feel that. And then the verse says, in no way is the female like the male. But when you look at the reality of Maryam's life, she did everything that a prophet was doing, says that she was devoted and she was pious. Allah says that she was the most excellent example for all of the women of the world. Praise be to Allah. Another word that deals with freedom is Hurriya. You might have to raise that up a little bit. Hurriya, that means freedom. And so the root of it is Hurriya, that means to be content with ease. So I was just talking about you want to be a passionate. You go to service to Allah. In the future, praise be to Allah. So you go to the next story. Because the focus of my talk to you, as we talk in the brochure, is to give you some tools of the Arabic grammar. And I know that most of you may not know the Arabic language, but I think that you probably hear that you'll be able to grasp the bulk of what I'm saying, if not all of it, inshallah. So here we have
Yeah.
So you let us know. sister saying, God has chosen the child to do their business. To me, that's a belief. Not that the fact is just about me, but I'm saying that God has the emotions in the past and the remembrance of it. It would be better to be aware that Allah is going to make a square. So we swear we take the curse of it, right? But when Allah swears, he just said, you know, this is a universal fact and reality. Okay, next one. Okay, so again, I got a lot of options here. See that thing right there? That's the castle. That lets you know that this is the wild plan. We talked about that in the obedience. Alright? Okay, now, we can go to the five consequences. We managed to address this many times as we all know. The five consequences, the fat cop, which is the F, which is pronounced fat, means to be caught on a particular act, probably fat or act, something else as a result or consequence. While the legend is not set up, there's a fat consequence right there. In front of the word, he died. So it is he who is good, the ingredient, the measure, the potentiality in the thing, and as a result of the those potentiality, that she put into it, gives it its guidance. Praise be to God. Okay, next one, if you will. Here we go.
Change.
But not to say that it's changing in a slight way. He wanted that.
And I'm giving it to you now in paraphrase. He says, the black stone, when it was in heaven, it was white and pure as milk. So most of us know that the report has it that Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail were looking for a place to build a house in commemorance of their Lord and our Lord, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. A meteorite came forth from the heavens, and they took it as a sign that that is where they should build the house. And some of you may be aware of the fact that some scientists say that the geography, the location of the Kaaba, or the city of Mecca at least, is in the center of the earth. That's something that I, you know, intend to check out further, but it has been said, I've seen it in literature that I've received over the years. So at any rate, going back to the hadith, he says that this black stone was white and pure. Perhaps you can view it as being a ball of fire that was white hot, if you take it from the physical perspective. But if you take it from a metaphorical perspective, and we know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did speak in metaphor, and we know that the Bible has many metaphorical references, as well as the Quran, the Torah, and other scriptures that came before. So, in looking at this particular hadith, I believe, O Muslims, the Prophet Muhammad is saying to you and I that this original nature that we have was in the wombs of our mothers, and it was pure and undefiled in the dark recesses of the stomachs of our mothers. But when we came out, when we landed, if you will, onto this earth, the sins of human beings tarnished it or blackened it. So we know that sins cannot turn a stone that is white black. So we must understand that this is indeed a parable referencing the fact that our human nature was originally white and pure coming out of the wombs of our mothers. And as the philosopher John Locke has coined, that we were a tabula rasa, that is, a clean slate to be written on, to be impressed upon. And we know, living in this world, that there are so many things that are put up in our face and in our lives and in our environment that causes us to go away from the Sirat al-Mustaqim, that is, the straight path, and the original fitra nature that Allah endowed upon all of us coming out of the wombs of our mothers. So this Hajj that has just been completed, we know it to be, in terms of purpose, to go back to our original nature, to ask Allah to forgive us all of the sins we have committed in the past, and the hope that we will be more pure after leaving the Hajj. But not only is the Hajj a journey for purification and renewal, is also a journey for you and I to recognize the oneness of the human family, the Chinese, the Indonesian. Incidentally, Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world, over 130 million Muslims or so. The African American, all of the nationalities, for the most part, are represented there at the Hajj, in the sacred precincts of Mecca. So we want to understand that our deen tells us that there is one creator, there's one universe, and there's one prophethood, and there's one human family. And the human family recognition of oneness can be realized without even going to the Hajj, just from going to the Quran itself. But it is a beautiful thing for you and I to go to Mount Arafat and witness with our physical eyes and in our hearts the oneness of the human family and the love that is exhibited from the Chinese to the African and so on and so forth. This is a wonderful, wonderful gathering in the world of human beings. So let me go now to the Quran. I'm going to go to chapter 2, verse 148 through 150, and then I will recite 4:1, Then I, inshallah, will go to verse 92 of chapter 21, if time permits, and then also to chapter 55. I hope you're writing this down. 55 verses 26 through 30, inshallah. So I begin now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولكل وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يهتي بكم الله جميعا إن الله على كل شيء قدير. In my translation, to each is a character to which Allah turns him, then strive together as in an internal, I repeat, as an internal race toward all that is good. And wheresoever you are, Allah will bring you together. For Allah has power over all things at all times. It's very important for you and I to note and to be aware of the fact that the command fastabiqu is in the eighth form of the verb, and the ta, if you hear it in my recitation, fastabiqu, fastabiqu. This is a command for all human beings to have an eternal race. An internal race, I mean in the inside of us, toward all that is good. And this is why Abdullah Yusuf Ali puts in parentheses, as in a race, because we're not racing against our brother or our sister. We're racing from our internal nafs to be good and to follow that original fitra nature that Allah has put in all of us. So if no one decides to do righteousness, then we still have the race within our own being to be as good and as pious and as virtuous and as obedient to Allah and a servant to human beings and a servant to the whole creation. The next ayah 149 of Surah 2 says, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. So from whensoever you start forth, turn your character in the direction of the sacred masjid. That is indeed the truth from thy Lord, and Allah is not unaware or unmindful of what ye do. Now, I hesitate to say unmindful because we don't see Allah as having a mind like us human beings. So that's why I said that Allah is not unaware of what we do. So let's talk about this particular ayah. We know that the sacred masjid has a very, very important thing there, and that is the Kaaba. And not only is it the Kaaba there, we also have the black stone on the northeast corner of this structure, this cube structure, which is called the Kaaba. So this Kaaba represents the house that everyone should want to be a resident of, the house of virtues, the house of righteousness. And that black stone represents the original human nature that is innocent and is pure and is undefiled. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam beckoned us to kiss it if we can, or just throw a kiss at it. And why do we do this as a ritual? We are affirming within our own selves that we love and appreciate the original fitra nature that is within us and within all human beings to some degree, after having been tarnished and changed through the rigors of this world that is being affected by evil people, evil thoughts, evil ideas, evil ideologies, evil products, and so on. So Allah is letting us know that whenever we start forth, whenever we go out into the world, we should turn our character in the direction of the sacred masjid, not necessarily physically turning and saluting northeast or whichever way we pray, depending on where we are, toward the house. Because you know, if you're in the east, you're in Japan, you have to face west to face the Kaaba. So Allah is saying to us, O Muslims, I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of this sacred house, and we should be cognizant of what it represents, more so than the physical structure itself, but what does it represent? And as I mentioned, it represents the original fitra, human nature, ummiyin nature, you can call it also, that Allah put in all of us. And that house is a house and an institution that will live forever. And we know that this house is a house where everybody is invited. They want to come with piety and devotion. But you and I know that sometimes people come to Hajj to steal. Some even come to die. Some come just to boast that they made the journey. It's like a vacation. The next ayah says, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ قَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةٌ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَّمُوا مِنْهُمْ فَلَا تَكْشَوْهُمْ وَكْشَوْنِي وَلِأُتِمَّ نِئَمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. So whensoever you go forth, turn thy character in the direction of the sacred mosque or the sacred masjid. Now, if you're following the flow of this, Allah has already told us in the ayah 149 to turn our face in the direction of the Masjid al-Haram. And he tells us a second time in the first part of this 150, Surah 2, ayah 150. So whensoever thou start forth, turn thy character in the direction of the sacred masjid. And wheresoever ye are, turn your character that way. Abdullah Yusuf Ali says thither, which means that way. Turn your face that way, in the translation of Abdullah Yusuf Ali. But I'm inserting the idea of character, because we know that the face has a reference to the character. Many times you can see the character of people to some degree by just looking at the face. Sometimes you can see a face and you say, that's a criminal face. And many times you'll check further and say, yes, this person was a bank robber, he was a killer, he was a murderer. Then you can look at the spiritual righteous aura of a person and say, that's a religious person right there. You get to talking with the person and you confirm from their conversation that they are indeed of good character. So it says, and whatsoever you are, turn your face that way, or turn your character that way. And then Allah tells us why we should do it. And he says, in Abdullah Yusuf Ali's translation, that there be no ground of dispute, the word is hujjatun, dispute against you among the people. It's very interesting to note that hujjatun, which means dispute or argument, is stemming from the root of hajj. And the root is hajja. And it means to repair also. That there be no ground of dispute against you among the people. And then Allah gives us the reality, except from those of them that are bent on wickedness. So fear them not, Allah says, but fear me, and that I may complete my favors on you, and ye may consent to be guided. Praise be to Allah. So understand that Allah wants us to know that when we think of the Kaaba and we think of the black stone, let us think of the original nature and the original human family in unity in the house, having some order and some direction. Praise be to Allah. So I want to bring this particular ayah to your attention. Most of us are familiar with this particular ayah, the first ayah of Surah 4, and Nisa, that is the women. And it says, Ya ayyuhan nasu, Ya ayyuhan nasu takul rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsi wahida وَقَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَتَقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَكِيبًا. And it says, O human family, now notice Abdullah Yusuf Ali says mankind. We want to rid ourselves of saying mankind, because in many circles they would see that as male chauvinistic. So we say all humanity, which includes the men and the women, the boys and the girls. Reverence your guardian Lord who created you from nafsil wahida, from a single substance, a single essence, and then created of like nature its mate. Abdullah Yusuf Ali says his mate, but we know that the word nefs is a feminine word, not to say that the woman came first, but to say that this nefs was a very compassionate, pliable essence. So again, created of like nature its mate, and from them twain scattered like seeds countless men and women. Fear Allah, to whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you, for Allah ever watches over you. This particular ayah is also recited in marriage ceremonies. We call it nikah in the Arabic language. So this particular ayah, if the Muslims of the world understood and really believed this in their heart, they would see themselves as one with me, one with you, one with the whole of the humanity that endeavors to be virtuous and righteous and have a reverence and taqwa for God. The word taqwa is reverence, and it is a fear out of love, not wanting to displease the Maker, as opposed to a physical fear of him harming us. So the taqwa comes from within, and we know that Allah asks us to make the dua, the wonderful dua where it says, Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayunin waj'alni lilmuttaqina imaman. That is, grant unto us mates that will be the comfort of our eyes, and offspring that will be the comfort of our eyes, and give us the grace to be leaders of the al-muttaqin, those who have reverence for God. And surely this is a wonderful goal for us, to be of the higher station of Muslims who have taqwa and reverence for God. It's not all about having a bunch of money or having a pretty face or a nice wardrobe, but what causes you and I to be better than one another is our piety and our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you and I understand that we are indeed from one essence, that we know that we are indeed, as the Hajj represents, one human family that came forth out of the wombs of our mother with reverence for God from the beginning, but it becomes tarnished and we go away from this original nature through the interaction in this world, and Allah has given us the pillars to bring us back to that original nature as close as we can is what we should be focusing on. And you and I know that when we make sajda, when we're in that position of sajda, we are in a position that we are naturally coming out of the wombs of our mothers, unless you were breached birth where they had to turn you around because your feet were coming out first. That happens sometimes. And then sometimes we know that there's a cesarean section where they cut the stomach open. But on a natural birth, the infant is in sajda position, which is the prostration position, giving the crown to the ground, and in a sense, giving your high intellectual mind, submitting it to the Creator, submitting your crown to the Creator of us all. And it's so beautiful to know that Allah has made us the crown of the creation. So beautifully in the Quran, Allah speaks of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Innaka, surely you are on a excellent standard of conduct." Kulukin adim is the term. Many translate kulukin adim as a magnificent creation. So we know within the Prophet Muhammad is the reality that he was the one that kept his original nature better than anyone did before him, better than anybody did while he was living, and better than any human beings to follow. He is indeed our Mr. Human Being, our example to follow for anyone who believes in God and in the last day and in the judgment of right and wrong. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is highly glorified is he. I turn you now to the ayah 92 of surah 21, entitled Al-Anbiya, that is the prophets. And it says so beautifully, "Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahidatan wa ana rabbukum fa'abuduni." Translated by Abdullah Yusuf Ali, "Verily this brotherhood of yours is a single brotherhood, and I am your Lord and cherisher. Therefore serve me and no other." Now this word ummatukum is really saying community. Now why Abdullah Yusuf Ali chose to say brotherhood, I don't know. But we know that is mother, and umma is the community. And we know that both of these words come from the Arabic root amma, which means to be out front. The word ummiyin, coming from the same word, means that original mother wit nature that we all came out of the wombs of our mothers with, this original nature that Allah causes to be preserved in the womb, whether our mothers or fathers were criminals, alcoholics, and sometimes even heroin addicts, the child come out free of heroin addiction. So this is the nature that we all have, this ummiyin nature. So going back to the translation that I would prefer, surely it, you all's community is one community, and I am your guardian, Lord, and cherisher, so worship me. Now, if you understand the beauty of the Arabic language, you can see and you know from the words that are being used that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you and I three times in the phrase ummatukum ummatan wahida, we are one community. He says, surely you all one community is ummatan, one community. And then wahidatun, the number one. So anyone that studies the Arabic language knows that when a word has a tarmabuta on it, it means one of that thing. If I say to you, warakatun, that's one sheet of paper. If I say da'awatun, which is da'awah, that means one call. And what is that call to? That call is to la ilaha illallah. And secondarily, Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So understand that Allah, He knows that human beings will forget and have forgotten and will continue to forget that we are one human family. We should love one another. We should help one another. We should be giving to one another. And not only giving to one another, we should be giving to the whole creation. We should be cognizant of not causing the waters to be impure, or causing pollution that will cause the birds to die and the whales to die and things of that sort. We are the custodian. We are the Khalifa. Praise be to Allah. So again, I repeat this ayah 2192, inna, which is a powerful particle saying surely. Abdullah Yusuf Ali says verily, which is good. Hadihi, this, which is feminine. Hadihi means this in the feminine sense. Why? Because the community has a feminine component in the sense that it should be gentle. It should be compassionate. So don't look at a word that's feminine all the time as being female as far as having a vagina and all of that, but to see it as being that compassionate, soft, and loving, caring side, akin to the loving and caring thing that happens in the wombs of our mothers. Praise be to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is He. Then Allah says in the next ayah, 93, which is an indictment upon humanity, He says, wa taqatta'u amrahum bainahum kullu ilayna raji'un. But later generations cut off the affairs of unity from one another, yet will they all return to us. So this unity should not be cut off, but we know at the same time we should not have unity with disbelievers and munafiq and oppressors. So in concluding this, I just want to go to the last part of Surah 50, pardon me, the middle part of Surah 55, that is 26 through 29, where it says, Kulu men alayha fan, all that is on earth, all that is on her, all that is in the universe that is physical will perish. وَيَبْكَ وَاتْشُ رَبِّكَ ذُو جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. But will abide forever the face of thy Lord. What is this face? That is the intention and the plan and the whole scheme that Allah wants for this universe. It will remain and nothing can deter it. Full of majesty, bounty, and honor. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. I'm rushing because the time is going. Yes, أَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Of Him, that is of Allah, seeks its need every creature in the heavens and on earth. Every day in new splendor does Allah shine. He's creating new worlds every day. So I close with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And I add wa jannatuhu. That is, the peace of God be upon you, His mercy, His blessing, and His paradise. And I say,